Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running pro hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks pick up the win tonight, 115-105. Somewhat of a revenge game. After blowing a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals a season ago, the Bucks pick up a 115-105 win over the Raptors at home. Now 4-2 on the season. Big W when you consider it's their first back-to-back of the year. We're on the road last night in Orlando. Come home, pick up a 10-point win over the Raptors. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Ryan Horvath filling in tonight for Bill Schmid. He'll be back with you guys for the next game. He'll be back tomorrow morning for Fantasy Football Weekly, 414-799-1250. You can also reach us on Twitter at 105.7FM The Fan. Find us on Facebook as well at 105.7FM The Fan, 414-799-1250. A lot to talk about tonight. Bucks pick up the W, first back-to-back of the season. Not a perfect win, but a win against a solid Raptors team, led by as many as 26 points in the first half, led by 16 at halftime, 66-50. This arguably Giannis's best night of the season, his best game of the year. He had 17 at the half. Kyle Lowry had 17 at the half. They were going back at it a little bit, but the Bucks do lead by as many as 26, 16 at the half, and the Raptors do make a comeback in that game. But to be expected, Bucks looked a little bit tired in the second half, playing in the first back-to-back of the year. Raptors shoot 40% from the floor, 41% from three-point land. That's really how Toronto stayed in that game. They hit 15 of 36 threes. Bucks out-rebounded them 51 to 42. Bucks shot 34% from three, 46% from the floor. But Giannis tonight, his best game of the season. 36 points, 8 assists, 15 rebounds. Just misses out on a triple-double by 2 assists. 14 of 20 from the field. 1 of 2 from three-point land. And Giannis pretty much carries the Bucks tonight with 36. Second leading scorer tonight, when you look at the box score, Eric Bledsoe with 14. Bledsoe with a pretty solid night. 14 points, 5 assists, 9 rebounds. We'll get to the box score here shortly. 414-799-1250. Once again, it's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Ryan Horvath filling in tonight for Bill Schmidt. And if you're just leaving the arena, give us a call if you're sitting at home here on a Saturday. A nice little Saturday. Full day of college football. A little NBA basketball. And the Bucks pick up a victory at home. I want to ask you guys tonight if this victory, if this win tonight means anything to you outside of just another regular season win, though. The Mayor Mitch Ross with me tonight, Ryan Horvath filling in for Bill Schmid. Because when you look at last season and the way that it ends with the Bucks winning, you know, over 60 games, number one seed, they get home court advantage, and then you blow a 2-0 lead to the Raptors. I want to know if this one means anything to you or if it's just another regular season victory, because we got to be honest, it's not the same Raptors team. Kawhi Leonard's gone. He is a Clipper. Danny Green's gone. He made a big shot last night. He has went elsewhere as well. So not the same Raptors team, but still a pretty solid Raptors team that won won 4 games already this year. Pascal Siakam looks like he's a superstar. Fred VanVleet, ever since becoming Fred VanVleet Sr., since he had his child last year in the playoffs, has been a whole nother player. Kyle Lowry was on fire in this game. Couldn't miss a shot. So still a pretty talented team, but obviously Toronto not going to win 55 games this year, most likely not going back to the NBA Finals. 414-799-1250. We'll get right out to the phone lines. We're going to go out to the north side, talk with Terrell. Terrell, what's up, buddy? What's up, T?
What's going on, Horvath? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good, man. I'm pretty excited. A solid weekend. You know, first back-to-back of the year. 26-point lead, though, in the first half. Does that make you nervous that it looked like that one was going to slip away? I was starting to get a little bit nervous there in the second half.
Very so much. I think it was Eric Nang. He was on the big show, and he said something about the offense has just not got where it needs to be. It's pretty much they're shooting a lot of threes. So when they're hitting, they're, you know, having big leads. And when they're not hitting, teams are coming back. And as we've seen this year, taking the lead a couple times, and we lost those games.
Right.
Against the Celtics and against the Heat. So I think the subtraction of Malcolm Brogdon, they got to get over that. And plus, on top of that, they're not playing as free-flowing anymore because they're the hunted. There's no more. You're not creeping up on anybody. You're going to get the best game from most teams. I don't care if it's the bottom team or the barrel. You're going to get their best game. So if you're not on your point, you know, you can lose that game. They're going to have to. I don't know how long they're going to take. I don't know if they're going to wait to the deadline, but they're going to have to improve this team because I'm not only nervous for how good this team could be and if they'll be able to reach the NBA Finals. I'm nervous that the impact of them maybe not being able to meet expectations that it can factor into Giannis making a decision that no one thought that he would. And because it's getting closer to that point, I guess I'm getting more nervous. Because I look at this team, and it's not the same team as last year. That's for one. And for two, they made calculations by letting Brogdon go, but also signing Wesley Matthews and Kyle Korver. Okay, you may be able to get the point production, but are you going to get that glue type of player, that player that knows when to take over and when not to? Like I've been saying from the beginning, Malcolm Brogdon was Milwaukee's second most consistent player on the team after Giannis. So, like we seen Milton tonight, 11 points for a guy making $30+ million. I mean, is that acceptable or not? You know what I mean? And Bledsoe had a pretty decent game. This is probably the best you're going to get from Bledsoe type games like this. And I just don't know, man. They need more. And I'm going to be watching, but I'm not going to be fooled because I've seen the warts now. So if they are able to get on the hot streak, when they play the better teams, the warts are going to show even more. So they got to improve this team. I think it's pressure on the front office, John Horst, and the owner to do whatever they have to do to make sure this team has every opportunity to reach their potential, because you got a guy that people are salivating to have an opportunity to try to pull him away from Milwaukee. So we got to do everything on our part, on our end, to make sure that that's not even in the discussion. So that's where I'm at with it.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a good Saturday night. Thank you, T. Yeah, 414-799-1250. You guys could pop on as well. I agree with – I don't know if it's time to freak out that it's time to upgrade the team. I mean, I didn't want to lose Malcolm Brogdon, but I think that you did the best that you could this offseason, bringing in veterans like Wesley Matthews, bringing in a veteran like Kyle Korver. Because the thing with Kyle Korver is, and I've been pretty tough on Kyle Korver, I mean, he's more than just a sharpshooter. He's a veteran that you want in the locker room. He's already working on guys' three-point shot. He's working with Bledsoe. And if you saw it in Utah last year, you know, Donovan Mitchell, when he would have a rough game, a young player, you'd see Korver in the locker room sticking up for him. You know, he's just more of a mentor at this point of his career. What worries me about Kyle Korver is I want him on the floor in the fourth quarter to knock down big shots. I just don't know who he's going to guard against a team like Philadelphia. I don't know who he's guarding on the floor. But I don't know if it's time to worry about upgrading, and we got a long time before we hit the deadline. But the Bucks now 4-2 on the season, first back-to-back of the year, and they pick up two big victories. Let's go to the South Side, 414-799-1250, talk with Joel. Joel, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Not too much.
I disagree. I think it's absolutely time to start worrying. And I just say that from a fan's perspective. Like, I probably stress out way too much thinking about Giannis leaving. I just want to expound on what Trell was saying. So, to me, there's six teams in the NBA who are title contenders that have a second-best player better than Middleton. You got the Lakers with Davis, the Clippers with George. Assuming health, of course, you got Kyrie in Brooklyn, Russ in Houston, Clay in Golden State, and Ben Simmons in Philly. And so when it's time for Giannis to make that decision, he might look to Middleton and be like, you're just not good enough as a second-best player. There was a play midway in the third. Giannis got the rebound. He's pushing it. He gives Middleton a perfect pass, and he just blows a layup. I mean, you're the second-best player on the team. You're an all-star. Yet the variance between his best and worst is huge. He's so inconsistent. And I feel like you can't win with that. And when it comes time to it, I think Giannis is going to look like, okay, I got to go to a team who's got a little more talent than we got. Because the Bucks have a good team, but after him, there's a huge drop-off. And it's frustrating watching the game because Giannis can only do so much. When he comes off the court, it's like the Bucks, they're like, you know, a good team. With him on the court, they're great. But he can only play 30, 32 minutes a game. And so when he comes off, it's just the difference is huge. And, you know, I agree with Tal. They need to look at something. But I don't know what you can do.
Right.
If the Bucks could have guaranteed health, they would have signed Brogdon. But I think they were worried about his foot. You know, he's constantly injured. So they did what they, you know, they signed Middleton because he's healthy. And what else could they do?
No, I completely agree. But, I mean, when you look at potential moves, I mean, are you looking at a guy like Chris Paul where you're going to have to eat a deal like that? You're going to have to eat a contract like that? And plus, you look at his health. I mean, Chris Paul's not the same player, and he's in his mid-30s right now. Like, who's a name that's out there? That's the only thing.
You're right. Chris Paul is just a name. So, no. I mean, at this point in his career, he's nothing. And if I were to give you a name, I guess I couldn't. I mean, I would take a lot. I mean, C.J. McCollum, you know.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's probably not on there. Like, Bradley Beal. Like, these are guys that I would take over Middleton just because he's so inconsistent.
Right. Thanks for the phone call, man. Enjoy your Saturday night. And I completely agree. Bradley Beal was a name that kept popping up last season that I was interested in. But the problem is he was extended. You know, Chris Paul, just not the same player that he was, what, 10 years ago? He's in his mid-30s. Had a nice season. The first season that he was in Houston, he was solid. And then they wanted to push the tempo a little bit. He had the same injuries. He's got old man injuries. That's the thing. Everything keeps kind of piling on. We got the mayor, Mitch Ross. Mitch, what do you think? Time to start freaking out? I mean, you're 4-2 on the season. I was talking about this a little bit on the Chuck and Winkler pregame show, which you guys could catch 5 to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. And I said, I'm not concerned, like, they're not going to miss out on the playoffs. They're most likely going to be the first or second seed in the Eastern Conference. They're going to win over 50 games, and they're going to go back to the Eastern Conference Finals. But what scares me is the same thing that T said, the same thing that Joel just said, is that when you do get to the playoffs, I don't know that they have a guy that could take over a game, a closer in the fourth quarter. They don't have a Kyrie Irving. As good as Giannis is, he doesn't really Like, he plays with the ball in his hands, but
I think you saw some closing from Giannis tonight. I mean, he was great in the fourth quarter.
But it's just a completely different
game. He wanted
game
to kind of take it over and make playoffs sure the Raptors. I agree. And you're going to see five bodies on Giannis. And the way the Bucks have shot the ball in the second half of games so far this year, I can definitely see why there would be some trepidation. But the Bucks need, I think, another guy who can create a shot. Another guy who can make something happen. Because Chris Middleton, obviously a nice player, can't seem to get around guys. Can't seem to, you know, he'll go 4 of 17 and hit the biggest shot of the night. He'll do that all the time. So it looks better, but they just need somebody, especially I think on that second unit, Ryan, where it's just, you need a guy that, and I don't have a name off the top of my head, but you just need a guy where he can create a shot.
Yeah.
And get to the hole a little bit more consistently.
Right.
And so far I would say Wes Matthews is not Malcolm Brogdon. And he never was going to be.
But, I mean, Wes...
And Brogdon was so good with the second unit is my point.
Yeah. I mean, because he could lead the second unit. He could play with the ball in his hands. He could create his own shot. The thing about Malcolm Brogdon is people keep bringing up, I don't know if you wanted to pay him the money and you were probably worried about the injury history. I just don't know that Malcolm Brogdon wanted to come back to Milwaukee. Once again, he had the same quote again last night. This is a basketball city. You know, he feels
Indiana,
like...
Indiana, yeah. Indianapolis.
Yeah. The Indy's a basketball city. Like, he just loves the fit there. He likes playing with the ball in his hands. I think things are going to change for him a little bit when Oladipo comes back from injury. He won't have the ball in his hands as much. He's going to have to share the rock a little bit. But yeah, I would have loved to bring back Malcolm Brogdon. But I feel like you did the best that you could. Because outside of bringing in two veterans for cheap, like Wes Matthews and Kyle Korver, I mean, you had to pay Middleton because there was really not another second superstar out there. And you could, I mean... You could argue the fact that he's a second option or he's a, you know, player B or whatever you want to call it, a sidekick to Giannis, but there was really nobody else out there.
You can probably forget Bradley Beal, too. I mean,
well,
that's a pipe dream. That's impossible to get Bradley Beal at this point.
Well, especially when you figured the fact that you're going to have to give Giannis the Supermax next summer. I don't think you could afford Bradley Beal and bring back all the pieces. I don't know if you were going to be bringing back Brooke Lopez then, for example, you know. I don't know that any, you know, you're not going to bring back Chris Middleton if you're bringing in, I don't know, a name that was out there. I was interested, like Mike Conley would have been a perfect fit, I thought, but you paid Bledsoe, you extended Bledsoe early. You know, Kemba Walker, if Michael Jordan wasn't going to give him the Supermax, maybe a sign and trade would have been perfect. I feel like with the pick and pop, him and Giannis would have been a perfect combination. But I think you did the best you could in the offseason. 414-799-1250. We come back, we'll take a look in the box score. Also, we'll get to your phone calls. If you're hanging, hang on there, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet at us at 105.7FM, The Fan. When we come back.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show on The Fan.
Bucks pick up the victory 115-105. They move to 4-2 on the season. Raptors fall to 4-2 on the season with the loss. First back-to-back of the year, and the Bucks win both. Victory in Orlando. They come home and win it at the Pfizer Forum. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Time now for our defensive play of the game. And guess who it is?
2 minutes remaining, third quarter. Pascal Siakam. Giannis says no. Ibaka, offensive foul. Ilyasova, who else?
What a defensive stand by the Bucks at half-court possession.
Big night for Giannis. That's our defensive play of the game here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Plenty of time to pop on here, 414-799-1250. Let's go out to Cedarsburg, talk with Phil. Phil, what's up, man? How's your Saturday going?
Hey, I think people may be a little negative here. I mean, this is a back-to-back.
Right.
I mean, it's tough. It's tough to win back-to-back games in the NBA. They flew all the way back from Orlando. I mean, this is an impressive win. I think we got to give them a little credit here. But there is a pretty huge opportunity for somebody on this team. We got a hole right now at shooting guard. There's a spot for somebody. If somebody wants to come grab that spot, there's a spot for somebody. It might be DiVincenzo. I don't know who, but there's a spot to be had on the Bucks right now. So one of these guys has got to step up. This is like an opportunity of a lifetime for one of these young guys.
I completely
agree. There's a spot on the Bucks right now. We need a guy to step up.
No, I agree. And Wes Matthews tweaked his ankle a little bit tonight, so we'll wait and we'll talk to Matt Velasquez coming up here. Hey, did that win mean anything more to you than just a regular season win, seeing as it's against the Raptors? Granted, no Danny Green, no Kawhi Leonard as they've went elsewhere, but does that win mean something?
I think without Kawhi Leonard, it doesn't quite mean what it would have meant. I mean, it's nice, you know, but Kawhi sort of was the face of Toronto
right
last year. He's gone, so. It's sort of hollow. It's just a team to me. It's just another NBA team without Kawhi.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Enjoy your Saturday night. 414-799-1250. You guys have plenty of time to pop on. You could also give us a tweet at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Taking a look at the box score tonight. Once again, Bucks win 115-105. Giannis, best game of the season. 36 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists tonight. 14-20 from the floor, 1-2 from three-point land. Middleton, 11 points, 4-12 from the floor, 4 rebounds, 7 assists tonight. Brooke Lopez, 26 minutes he plays tonight, 4 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 7 from 3, 3 rebounds, 11 points. Eric Bledsoe, a pretty solid night tonight, 14 points. He had 5 assists, 9 rebounds, went 1 of 5 from 3, 5 of 12 from the floor. And then Wes Matthews with the... tweaked his ankle, went down a little bit with an injury. He played 9 minutes, 1-2 from the floor, had 2 points. Ersan played 21 minutes, had 5 points. Robin Lopez played 11 minutes, had 6 points. George Hill played 27 minutes tonight, 4 assists, 7 points. Sterling Brown had 9 points in just 13 minutes, 3 of 4 from the floor, and 3 of 3 from three. I like what I've seen from Sterling here the last couple nights, and Dante DiVincenzo as well. Dante had 8 points, 4 boards, and an assist in 21 minutes, and then Kyle Korver played 16 minutes tonight, had 6 points. Really, you look at the Raptors tonight, and Kyle Lowry carried that team, 36 points, 11 of 18 from the floor, 5 of 9 from 3. You held Siakam in check tonight, 16 points, 7 of 19 from the floor, 5 boards, fouled out in that game. And I think that Phil hit it on the head. You know, that's a pretty impressive win when you consider it's the first back-to-back of the season. You flew in from Orlando. Meanwhile, Toronto's been just kind of chilling in Milwaukee. So an impressive win. Let's go out to Malik. Malik, what's up, buddy? 414-799-1250. What's up, buddy? Malik, what's up? Oh, Mark. Sorry, buddy. Mark in Green Bay, what's up?
What's up? How's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, man? What do you think about that win tonight?
I loved it. I think Giannis was at his best he's been at all year, getting everybody involved, getting things done on both ends of the floor. I really liked that Coach Bud put in Sterling Brown and DiVincenzo after they showed what they did yesterday, and I think they can be big assets moving forward. And I hope that they can keep shooting threes like they've been doing, and look forward to this year.
Yeah, completely agree. Thanks for the call, buddy. 414-799-1250 here on The Fan. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Bud. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez. And we're going to break this one down with you guys. 414-799-1250 here on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Post Game Show on The Fan.
Bucks pick up the win tonight, 115-105, double-digit win. Cover the spread on the first back-to-back of the season. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Post Game Show, 414-799-1250. You could also tweet at us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Your biggest takeaway from this back-to-back, from the victory tonight. Pete tweets in, like seeing the minutes for Brown and Dante. I think they have more to offer than Wes Matthews. I agree. That was the thing that was scaring me a little bit the first couple games of the season, is I know Coach Bud likes veterans. Likes guys that he's familiar with, hence Kyle Korver coming over. Kyle Korver was an all-star under Coach Bud when he was with Atlanta. Likes a guy like Wes Matthews, likes the veteran presences in the locker room. But yeah, I'm ready to see the young guys play. I want to see more of Dante. Dante's a guy that could take games over. Granted, it's been a small sample size for Dante, but I mean, go back and watch that national championship game when he's at Villanova. That's a guy that can knock down shots. He could shoot 40% from the floor. He could shoot 30% from three. He could play a little defense. And I like Sterling Brown. I do. I know that he showed some glimpses. I mean, last year, it's a guy that was starting in the first round of the playoffs, and then he couldn't buy a minute in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I want to see more of the young guys as well. I want to see some DJ Wilson, another did not play coach's decision. I want to see some more of DJ. 414-799-1250. Let's go out to West Dallas, talk with KJ. KJ, what's up, buddy? I know you're a little nervous about this game. I got your DMs. 26-point lead. They almost blow it again. You concerned with this team?
Yeah, man. A little bit on the defensive side. You know, it just told me how dominant when Giannis wants to will his way through a win, he can be. My big takeaway, though, Ryan, from this game is how erratic and inconsistent Chris Middleton is for, you know, a supposedly, you know, a supposed number two guy. He's just not that guy. I mean, he's not a number two. He's not a guy that you can depend on if Giannis is, you know, struggling. If he's in foul trouble, he can't produce his own shots. And if he's not hitting his jumpers, you know, forget it. I mean, he missed a layup tonight. Just not consistent enough for me. And it's not a small sample size. We've gone through seasons of watching this guy struggle, you know. But yet, you know, the Bucks went out and paid him all that money.
Can I ask you a question real
quick? So now we're basically stuck with him.
Let me ask you a question real quick. So what would you have done differently in the offseason if you couldn't bring back Malcolm Brogdon? Would you have went with a sign and trade? Like, what would you have done? Went after a guy like Kemba Walker? I mean,
yep. You got it right there. You can stop right there. I would have picked up Kemba Walker in a heartbeat. I would have not paid Middleton. I would have, you know, I would have kept Brogdon at any cost. I mean, a guy like that is, you know, he's platinum. I mean, you're not going to get a guy that is that consistent. Now you have a couple of guys like Middleton, like Bledsoe, who, you know, if they're not producing, then you're in big trouble. You know, you've got to put it all on Giannis, and teams know that. You know, I like the way that Coach Bud has been playing his bench in terms of playing like 10, 11 guys and spreading out a little bit more, getting DiVincenzo and Sterling Brown involved, because they're going to need these guys, you know, in the middle of the season going down the stretch, you know, to come off the bench and be productive.
The KJ, thanks for the call, buddy. 414-799-1250. You could also tweet at us at 105.7 FM, the fan, like Brandon did. He said, enough of these callers claiming the Bucks need to improve the team. We got a squad. Bench may be even better with Dante and Pat P., plus a little Sterling. Middleton just needs to find his groove, and we are okay. Still love 55 wins. That comes from Brandon. Mitch, how many games does this team win, as is, with no improvements made to the roster at the deadline? Is this still a 50-win team, 55-win team?
55 sounds about right to me. I'm down with that.
Is this team good
enough? I don't think it's a 60. I think it's a 50 to 55.
Now, I know you watch games around the league, not just the Bucks.
Yes,
so you've seen Philadelphia. Philadelphia undefeated. They're playing the Blazers right now. I think they take an L tonight, but they're 4-0 on the season. You've seen Boston now. You've seen Brooklyn. I mean, no KD this year, so they don't really scare me. But when you look around the Eastern Conference, who could compete with the Bucks?
Miami.
Stop.
Well, Philly, of course, too, but I think Miami's good.
I think Miami's
Miami has always given the Bucks fits.
I think they're a fourth or fifth seed at best. I'm saying in the playoffs.
Oh, I think Miami could be three or four.
Do the Bucks have what it takes to go to the finals this year, or do they need to make an addition? Because
the Bucks do, believe me, they do. Miami's Ryan. Miami's good.
Miami's good, but I mean, I don't know. Jimmy Butler will never be the best player on an Eastern Conference Finals team. That's my opinion.
I don't disagree, but Miami's good. They always give the Bucks fits.
I'm worried about Philadelphia.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I'll say it. I hate to say it. I hate Philly. I hate saying that, but yes, they scare me. I think they're overrated. I think they're a national media darling. I think the Bucks, in the terms of national media, They think Malcolm Brogdon being gone is the worst thing that could have possibly happened to this organization outside of Giannis leaving. I mean, my goodness. I know Malcolm Brogdon's a nice player. He really is. He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a very steady player, but he's not that good.
Well, the thing about Indiana is right now they're not scary because they don't have their best player, Oladipo.
Exactly.
But when Oladipo comes back, you have him, you have Sabonis. I mean, the rumors were they were looking to move Sabonis, and then they extended him. So you have Sabonis, you have Depot, and you have Malcolm Brogdon. Well, I think Indiana's going to be tough.
Sometimes you have to extend guys to get more value, Ryan. Why do you think Bradley Beal keeps getting extended? You think he wants to be in Washington?
Well, no. But,
when he keeps getting, he's got, what, probably 3 years on his contract now?
Well, yeah,
he's
going to
get
a haul. An extension. Right.
The Wizards are going to get a, well,
I don't know.
I can't trust the Wizards front office.
I don't think they move him.
I don't know if they do either, because they're going to ask for a king's ransom, and the Bucks can't give him that.
No, the Bucks weren't never. And Bradley Beal was never coming here. Neither was Kemba Walker. 414-799-1250. Deanne's leaving the game. Deanne, how was the atmosphere tonight? Big win.
Oh, it was great. Absolutely excellent. Loved the game. I'm a big avid fan of your show, and I'm calling in to just ask. You know, when the Bucks are down in the third quarter, or not down, but like not playing to their best, why are they not putting a spark off the bench like a Pat Connaughton or maybe even throwing DJ Wilson in there? Any thoughts on that?
I really want to see DJ Wilson, and I don't quite understand that. Pat's a little bit banged up from last night with the shoulder injury. Mitch was talking about that a little bit before the game. And, yeah, I want to see DJ. I don't quite understand DJ. I like Ersan. I like what he brings. You know, he's a veteran. He takes charges. He can knock down some big shots. But I want to see a guy like DJ that's quicker. He's more athletic. He's young. And he needs the experience. Now's the time to get him the experience.
So absolutely.
I completely agree with you.
Absolutely.
Does that win, does that mean a little bit more to you since the Raptors, you know, ended the Bucks season last year and went on to win the title, or does it not mean anything because Kawhi's
No,
gone?
I think without some of the big players on the Raptors, I was kind of hoping they would win tonight, kind of thinking they would win, although Lowry can be very scary. So, but I was hoping they would win. I figured they would win. Especially with not some of the big players on the Raptors this year, but they played well. But I would have liked to have seen some of the other bench players play tonight.
I completely agree. Thanks for the phone call. Drive safe, 414-799-1250. Let's get back out to the phone lines. We'll go to the north side, talk with Cam. Cam, what's up, buddy?
Hey, yeah, I just agree with the last caller before that last guy about Middleton.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only does he not make big shots, but, you know, he's just not the smartest basketball player. He's just dumb. He just makes bad, ill-advised decisions, you know, at the wrong time, turn the ball over. I don't know why, but he seems to get caught up in traffic, caught up in double teams, and they take the ball away from him, which gives the opposing team momentum. It's not all about him not being able to make big shots, but he's just not the smartest basketball player, and neither is Bledsoe.
I agree with that. I completely agree with that. The basketball IQ could be a little bit higher with Middleton. Mitch, doesn't Middleton kind of seem like the guy at the YMCA, like he has game, but he just like can't put it all together? Like some days he'll knock down his shots, and then sometimes you have him for the intangibles. He'll dive for loose balls. He'll play some good D.
He just has an awareness rating of 0.
Right.
If you know what I mean by that, it's just
I like his game.
He's smooth. He's got
old man game. Does he play like a 38-year-old man?
And he's lost with the hamstring injury he had a couple years ago. Now he lost a step, if you will. I mean, he's not getting any younger, and his hamstring injury really derailed his athleticism. But there's just times where he just doesn't see stuff coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I don't
like, there's a defender behind him.
The narrative.
Everybody
I guess,
sees it except for him. Granted, it's behind him, but
right.
You should be able to, as a professional athlete, you should be able to feel that.
I just feel like you weren't getting anything better than Middleton. Kemba Walker, you weren't doing a sign and trade with Michael Jordan. He wasn't going to give you Middleton for nothing.
KJ, we love you, but
and
you're not letting Bledsoe walk. You're not letting Middleton walk.
Well,
and then you're going to hope Kemba Walker comes here?
Well, see,
and you're going to keep Brogdon?
Exactly. Here's my point. I feel like some people, if you don't sign Chris Middleton, like you don't get to hold that money for next year or for 2 years when Bradley Beal is a free agent. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you weren't going to get any better if you didn't bring Chris Middleton
Basically,
back.
Basically, we were screwed and let's just go home.
So you run it back.
You run it back with a
team that won 60 games and went to the Eastern Conference Finals and had a 2-0 lead in that series. And you got out coached. I mean, Bud did last year. We got to be quite honest in the Eastern Conference Finals. And the Raptors had the better player. Like Giannis was the MVP of the league, but in the playoffs, Kawhi Leonard was the best player in all of the playoffs. I mean, he was We don't know because Kevin Durant didn't really play in that series. You know, Klay Thompson got hurt, but Kawhi Leonard individually carried Toronto to that championship. Let's go out to the east side. We'll talk with Colin. Colin, what's up, buddy?
I just got home.
Did you? What were you up to tonight, buddy?
I was at the Bucks game.
Nice. What'd you think? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Who's your favorite player on the Bucks?
Giannis, by far.
Who's your second favorite player? Do you like Middleton, or are you like these other guys, and you want Middleton gone?
I like DiVincenzo.
Nice. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a fun Saturday. Have fun at school on Monday. Thanks, Colin. 414-799-1250. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Bud. We'll go inside the locker room as well here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Still plenty of time to pop on as well. 414-799-1250 here on The Fan.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Bucks beat the Raptors 115-105. Second night of a back-to-back. Beat the Magic last night. Time now for the injury report. Wes Matthews suffered an ankle injury, left the game, did return to the bench, but did not come back onto the floor, only played 9 minutes. Dante DiVincenzo started the second half. So we'll wait maybe to hear from Matt Velasquez with the Journal Sentinel, get an update on Wes Matthews, who suffered an ankle injury. Doesn't look anything too serious, though. 414-799-1250. Let's go out to Cudahy. We'll talk with Kevin. Kevin, what's up, buddy? What's up, Kev?
What's up, man?
Hey, not too much, man. What do you think about that win tonight?
Man, it was good. I wish that we could have kept Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could have kept Malcolm Brogdon, too, but are you – so what are your thoughts on Chris Middleton?
I mean, it's only the fifth game out of 82 games played.
Right.
Not the All-Stars in, what, February. So he'll catch his – he's just having a rough first 2 weeks. He's going to catch his groove back.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy. 414-799-1250. You guys can jump on. You could also tweet at us at 105.7FM. The Fan, like our buddy Bart Winkler did, host of the morning show. He said, I'm listening to Ryan Horvath on 105.7FM, The Fan post-game show, and I feel terrible for him. Everyone's still calling up to murder Middleton. Mitch thinks the Heat are a threat. The Bucks won, by the way. What's your counter to that? I think he agrees. The Heat are probably a 6 seed at best, Mitch. Oh, sorry, Mitch.
They're a 4 seed in the East. I'm sorry.
They may be in the East.
That's where I have them in my predictions. That's what's going to happen. So.
They may be. Jay Smooth tweets and he said Middleton had 11 points on 12 shots. Gross. No matter what, it's always we always go back to this. It's always the Middleton bashing. And I get it, but I mean, Middleton has been pretty solid the past couple games. Tonight wasn't really his
tonight
night.
Wasn't
it was
great.
Also, it was a back-to-back, though.
For sure.
And tonight was Giannis's night to take over. How come when Giannis has a night where
he hasn't done that yet this year? It was really nice to see Giannis do that tonight because I don't know how much you noticed on Monday against Cleveland. He was not himself. I don't know what was going on there, but Monday he didn't look like he wanted to be there. It was weird. I've never seen that before from Giannis.
It's an 82 game season. You're gonna.
I agree,
like
but
that.
That's not his thing, Ryan. Like that's part of his charm is he always plays hard. He plays hard in the All-Star game. He plays hard at the World Cup.
He won me $200 tonight. I took a prop, Giannis over 26.5 points, because I just knew that this game was circled on the schedule. Do you still think so? I mean, I know Kawhi's gone. I know Danny Green's gone.
I think
I know
that was a lot of
team.
It. I think tonight he wanted to get back.
It was a revenge game for him.
I think he's going to play angry. He's going to pick his spots, clearly, and play angry. And I think tonight was one of those where he was not going to be denied. And the refs were a little better, a little nicer to him than they have been earlier in the season. And he took advantage.
Agreed. Agreed. Let's hear from Coach Bud after the Bucks win 115-105 over the Raptors tonight at the Pfizer Forum. Maybe.
A lot goes into tonight, but to get the win, to find a way, you know, to withstand their run. They had two huge quarters, the second and third quarter. But, you know, proud of the way our guys kind of sustain the run, find a way to win. Giannis with a huge three at the end. George some free throws. Good win on a back-to-back.
There was a defensive possession there at the end of the third where Giannis blocks Siakam. Ersan gets the charge on, I think it was somebody. He got a charge. And forgive me for the yes or no question, but is this the type of Bucks basketball that you've been waiting to see?
Well, I mean, that possession's great. I mean, there's times, when our activity and our covering for each other, scrambling, it's kind of what we want our identity to be. So, we were just talking about that play in the coach's room. It's for Giannis and his length and his athleticism to go and block a shot and play above the rim. And then, Ersan to follow it up with his IQ and his understanding and take a charge. Hopefully we're a versatile team defensively, offensively. Got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things.
Bledsoe has that breakaway, misses it. Giannis somehow comes up with it, somehow dunks it. It just felt like that fourth quarter was one of those nights where Giannis willed you to a win and just said you guys weren't going to lose. What is it like to have that guy back the last couple games where he's really just kind of taken over games for periods?
Yeah, no, I mean, he was so big. It felt like the three he hit was just a monster three, too. Finishing in the paint, getting an offensive rebound and dunking it, seeing plays all the way through, making the huge three. He was really special tonight.
Lowry got going a little bit there in the third. What do you think you guys did a little bit better in the fourth to kind of limit him?
I mean, it's a heck of a third quarter for him. I mean, they had 40, and I don't know how many he had. It was just, hopefully maybe he used a lot of energy to get those, to get those points and to generate that offense. And at some point he's got to take a break. And, I thought between Bled and George and Dante, we had a lot of different guys that we tried to throw at him. And, hopefully by the fourth quarter, maybe fatigue or just, the basketball god said you can't play that good another quarter.
Especially on the second night of a back-to-back, what kind of luxury is it to have a bench that can give you 18 in the first quarter, finish, the way that they did?
Yeah, no, we feel like it's a huge, huge advantage or a huge thing that we want to lean on throughout the year. Dante and Sterling have played the last couple nights, and, they're really, kind of coming out of preseason a little bit like the fifth and sixth wings, and those guys can play, and Ersan comes in and does things well. Robin, George, the bench is just really good. Kyle hits some shots. Feel really good about our depth on the wing, our depth in the bigs. Hopefully that plays out for us over the course of an 82-game season.
We talked about it before the game, but, it's a different team that you guys are facing, a different Raptors team. But mentally, is there anything guys can take from a game like this, where you guys – lost to them in the playoffs last year. Do you feel like guys can take something from this?
I think anytime you match up against somebody again, when you've played them in the playoffs, whether you've beat them or you were on the wrong end of it, there's usually something in that first game, for us to find a way to win and withstand their run, make some big plays down the stretch, guard two really great point guards in Lowry and Van Fleet, all the things that they make you do. I think we're better and smarter after tonight. Now we just got to keep taking it forward.
Seems like Wes might have turned his ankle, obviously sat out the rest of the game. What's the latest with him and with Pat? Was that just trying to, be cautious with his shoulder?
Yeah, a little bit of all that. I think with the wings, we're just finding ways or looking for ways to, continue to develop that group and make sure they're all ready and can contribute. And, Wesley took the spill. And, again, back-to-backs and Dante and Sterling playing well, Pat with the shoulder. Just, some nights I think we're just going to mix it up.
I know this is kind of an ongoing experiment as we figure out what to do with challenges and all that. You see Giannis pick up that late charge, 2:05 left, I believe. Any thought to challenging that? And now that you've thought about it, do you maybe want to do it differently, anything like that?
There was a pretty quick replay on the big screen, and to me, Lowry looked like he was there. It looked like it was clearly a charge. And with 2 minutes to go, and I think it's a 4-point game or 6-point game, there's still a lot of things that can happen. And so you have to make a tough, quick judgment call. And, Lowry is pretty crafty, pretty smart. And, again, I took a quick look upstairs, and I looked like a tough call to be reversed or to be challenged in my mind.
Coach, another lead slipping away tonight. What are you guys talking about in the huddle and timeouts when, you know, that's going on?
Yeah, you know, I think we just 40 points, you know, you give up 40. How can we be better defensively? And sometimes you just need to keep the faith, keep your poise, keep your direction. Teams are going to go on runs. You got to be able to sustain that. But, you know, it'd be great, you know, if we could find a way to get some stops. If you don't give up 40, you know, we got 29. That's, you know, it's just the 40 that stands out to me, stands out in the timeouts.
Tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show on The Fan.
Bucks now 4-2 on the season. Although from some of the phone calls, you think maybe they were 2-4. They beat the Raptors tonight 115-105 on the second night of a back-to-back. Our X Factor of the game tonight. You know, Mitch, nobody besides Giannis was actually that great tonight. Giannis 14-20 from the floor tonight, 15 boards, 8 assists, 36 points. We'll go with Eric Bledsoe, 24 minutes, 5-12 from the floor, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 14 points. Played solid defense tonight, I guess. We'll go Eric Bledsoe, although Kyle Lowry tonight, 36 points on 11 of 18, shooting 5 of 9 from 3. And Fred VanVleet, 2 of 10 from the floor tonight.
This is the box score that, you know, pick your favorite ESPN personality, and they look at it and they go, what does this mean for Giannis's future in Milwaukee?
Yeah. There's no 1B.
Here's the thing. Anthony Davis wanted out of New Orleans. That team was horrible around him. Horrible.
But they did try. I mean, they brought him in.
They tried, but...
They gave him DeMarcus Cousins 1 year. Then he tore his Achilles.
So. I'll give him credit for that. But, I mean, Etuan Moore was like a starter every year. Anthony Davis.
Drew Holiday.
No disrespect to him, but...
They gave him Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday is a great player. He really is underrated.
He's a great perimeter defender.
But Etuan Moore?
Yeah.
Solomon Hill? Kendrick Williams?
Yeah, not
I mean, great. Chris Middleton's better than any of those guys.
Oh, I completely agree with you. I'm a Middleton fan.
Eric Bledsoe is better than any of those guys.
Yeah, in the regular
season,
especially.
The second unit is better than any of those guys.
I love Eric Bledsoe. I think he's a tough defender. I mean, I've always liked Eric Bledsoe.
Wow.
No. In the regular season, I love Eric Bledsoe, and I like Eric Bledsoe off the floor. Like, he's a tough dude. He's gritty. But the thing I don't like is that in the playoffs, he disappears. He's not a great offense.
He does, but there's always... You can always turn it around. Look at Kyle Lowry.
That's true.
Or Kyle Lowry, however we want to say it.
That's true, but he also was paired with...
some guy, yeah, I know. But, you know, Eric Bledsoe has some guy, too.
The MVP of the league.
It's going to happen.
414-799-1250. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up here. We'll hear from Matt Velasquez. We'll also go inside the locker room, hear from Giannis here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the... Are you kidding me? Moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show on The Fan.
Once again, Bucks get the win tonight, 115-105. They move to 4-2 on the season. Raptors fall to 4-2 on the season. The are you kidding me moment of the game. I'm going to go with tonight just Giannis' performance. I know that's kind of a cop-out, but this is his best performance of the year. 14-20 from the floor, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 36 points. Played 36 minutes tonight. Pretty much individually carried the Bucks to a victory tonight. Giannis doesn't play in this game tonight. Bucks lose by 15, at least. Mitch, I want to hear your thoughts on this Raptors team. Now, they're 4-2. I didn't really know what to expect. I was watching this interview with Nick Nurse, and he was talking about how he went, and he's been talking to all these great head coaches, Bill Belichick, and some of these guys that have won back-to-back championships, you know, because he thinks that they have a legit shot to be contenders this year. And I was laughing because I considered this to be like a 38, maybe to 41 win 500 team without Kawhi Leonard. But I don't know. I think Pascal Siakam, I think he might be on his way to becoming a superstar. Like, I think they're gritty enough, and I think Nick Nurse is a good enough head coach, and they play good enough defense that maybe they could win, like, 47, 48 games. What do you think?
I'd put them somewhere in there, the 45 to 48 win range. I think in this year's Eastern Conference, they're going to beat up on some teams. So far, they're, what, 4-2, I think, on the year? 3-2, 4-2? Now, they haven't...
4-2, yeah.
All of the solid teams they've played, the Bucks and Boston, they've lost to. I think they beat Detroit, who's, you know, okay. I think Toronto is going to be great against the Eastern Conference. I don't know about the West this year with them. Just they're not going to have that guy, really. Unless Kyle Lowry shoots the lights out like he did tonight, right, against the Bucks. I mean, Toronto's a nice team, but I don't know if they're a title contender.
No, definitely not. Looking around the league tonight, the Hornets beat the Warriors 93-87. The Warriors now without Draymond Green as well as Steph Curry. Suns beat the Grizzlies 114-105. Timberwolves over the Wizards tonight 131-109. Nuggets beat the Magic 91-87, so back-to-back losses for Orlando tonight. Pistons over the Nets 113-109. And now the Trailblazers with a 78-67 lead over the 76ers. That came in the third quarter. Philadelphia 4-0 on the season. Let's go out now to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll talk with Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel. Matt, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Oh, I'm just doing fine.
Nice. So what do you think about, I want to hear your thoughts, first back-to-back of the season. You know, Bucks led by as many as 26 in the first half. They do win by 10, 115-105. What's your biggest takeaway from this weekend on the first back-to-back of the year?
You know, I think this was a good set of games for the Bucks. Obviously a huge win in Orlando. You come home to a team that's already waiting for you and a really good team at that. They didn't kind of, you know, start out stuck in the mud. They didn't shuffle their feet. They got going, really well in that first quarter, the first half as a whole. Obviously Toronto wasn't going to take that line down. Kyle Lowry got going there in the third quarter, but you know, in a game that, you know, we've seen the Bucks have trouble to close at times this season, having that big lead, they were able to finish it off. Giannis was fantastic, as usual, but even more than usual, I think. And, you know, this is something they can definitely build on. You know, it's getting two wins, you know, going on the road and then coming back home on the back-to-back, that's a tough situation to be in. And I think it's something that they can definitely grow from.
Right, and obviously a different-looking Toronto team. No Kawhi, no Danny Green, but still a tough team. They're 4-2 on the season now, even with the loss. Is this a game that the Bucks had circled on their schedule? Like, I think arguably this is Giannis' best game of the regular season so far. Was this something personal to them, even though it's a different-looking team, no Kawhi?
It's funny. A couple guys said, it's just another game. You know, Bledsoe said, it's the regular season. It's whatever. But Giannis said, yeah, I definitely was more motivated for this game.
Right.
You know, I had more juice, and I really wanted this. And you could see it. You could see from the way he played, the way that he attacked, the way that he closed the game, just the way he was locked in from start to finish. He did a little bit of everything and a lot of some things, including, you know, scoring, getting to the line, making his free throws, four block shots, just, you know, a really good game from him. And you can definitely tell that it mattered to him. And he recognizes this is a different team. You know, that Kawhi's not here anymore and all that. But he said, hey, that's a team that cost us a trip to the Eastern Conference, to NBA Finals. Like, you know, that means something. And you definitely want to get them next time out.
Yeah, Dante and Sterling Brown starting to get some minutes here finally. Do you think that they're going to be part of the rotation here?
Well, I think it all depends on, you know, how banged up they are. I know that Pat Connaughton, you know, strained his shoulder a little bit on Friday night. He told me he was fine, but, you know, they're being a little bit cautious with him. So he didn't play tonight. Wes Matthews looked like he had a weird fall, maybe rolled an ankle or something like that, and he only played 9 minutes. So that opened the door for Dante and for Sterling. And with the way they're playing, you know, Bud had a ton of confidence in them to keep them out there, to give them big minutes, and they paid that off with the way they handled things. So I think they've definitely made a case to get more playing time. You know, they could be consistent with the way that they've been playing, then they're going to, you know, continue to make that case.
The 26-point lead that they blow, they do end up winning the game by 10 points. Do you think that they continue to blow big leads. Is that something that concerns you, or is that just maybe them being a little bit tired in the second half of a back-to-back tonight?
No, it's just NBA.
Right.
I mean, most games, you know, there's a lot of games that, you know, teams get up big or teams get double digits and other teams come back. I mean, the other team is full of professionals who can knock down shots. You know, Kyle Lowry went nuts for a while there. You know, there was a stretch in the third quarter where, you know, the Raptors just couldn't miss, you know, after bricking everything. Like, to start the game, you know, they were just knocking down shot after shot, regardless of the defense being played. And you know, that's going to happen sometimes. You got to weather that storm. You got to weather that, you know, that punch that they're going to give you. And the important thing is being able to respond. You know, in other games this season, they've taken that punch and basically fallen down. And this game, they were able to, you know, take those hits, take those body blows, and find ways to close this game and make it so that, you know, it looked like it was going to come down to the wire, and it didn't.
What are your thoughts, last question, what are your thoughts on this Raptors team? Like a 45-48 win team, or do you think that they could be a contender in the Eastern Conference?
I think in the East, I mean, they could be a top three, top four team in the East. I think we all expect the Bucks and the Sixers to be the top two, but after that, it's totally up for grabs, and it might just come down to health and how guys continue to progress. Obviously, Pascal Siakam, outside of tonight, he's been off to a really good start to the season. Fred VanVleet normally won't shoot as kind of shaky as he did tonight. Kyle Lowry is Kyle Lowry. We know who he is.
Right.
But I think that, you know, given the fact that they're in the East, they have a chance to be a top four team for sure.
Matt, thanks a lot, man. Enjoy your Saturday night.
All right, we'll do.
That right there, Matt Velasquez. You could find his work at the Journal Sentinel. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. 414-799-1250. Let's get back out to the phone lines. We'll go to the north side. We'll hear from Ram. Ram, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Where your music at, man?
I know. I need to get my own theme song,
man. We talked about that already.
I know.
I was expecting to hear that.
I know. We need a bigger budget here. I need my own theme song. I need my own stunt double, all that fun stuff. Hey, I know you're on the you're not the biggest Chris Middleton guy, right? But what would you have done different this offseason if you couldn't bring in a guy like Kemba or Kyrie Irving? Like, what would you have done differently? You don't get to hold on to that money for next year. How would you make this team better?
I would let Middleton walk and got Danny Green.
Oh.
And we still need a point guard.
Ram, Danny Green over. Well, Chris Middleton's a better player, though.
I take my stack. I put two stacks on Danny Green against Middleton anywhere or any park or even on Nerf Hoop.
Stop. You don't really believe
that,
dude.
I'm just keeping it 100. Look, you got to look at it like this. You got to look at this, Ryan. He's a winner. He's an NBA champion. He's won at the NCAA level, and hit clutch shots.
That's true.
And you can't say that for Chris.
I just don't like North. I'm not a North Carolina guy. That's all the hate.
Okay.
From Danny
I get that. I feel that way. I loved him when Jordan was there. Then sometimes I didn't. But you can't. One thing in basketball, I look at players where they come from and they coaching,
right?
And how they've been coached. Middleton is still a big question mark.
No, I agree.
So now, Lowry outscored Middleton and Bledsoe. Your two guys that you're giving almost $250 million to. He outscored both of them. And it wasn't even close. And he almost brought them back. And the reason being, because the Bucks don't slash, get to the middle, get to the free throw line.
No, that's true.
They live and die by the three. Now, I'm going to say this now. This road trip is going to be brutal. Because they're playing against playoff contenders. They're playing against a few teams that can win the title this next road trip. And we're going to see what's going to really happen. Because I don't count the Orlando game, but the Boston game, that was another playoff game.
Right.
You know, so we got to look at the whole piece. Then where's the scoring going to come from when Giannis can't do it all by himself?
No, I agree with that. I've been saying that. We need somebody that could create their own shot.
Last thing, Ryan. We got all these bigs and nobody want to bang, get a rebound, and finish at the rim.
I know. Because they're all out the three-point line.
And what good is that going to do?
I agree.
So what happens is teams say, well, your legs don't go in the second quarter, let you shoot those threes. And then when the 50-50 balls come up, they're not bending down to get them. We're off on the other end. They get layups. And that's how they got back in the game. And, you know, Toronto just let them do that. And then when those shots start falling, that little stretch in third period, you miss a three and they come out and make a three. I mean, you can get, you know, you cut 15 points off a lead real quick. But other than that, it was a good win tonight. I'm glad that DiVincenzo and Brown is getting some minutes. But do you, on this road trip, is that something that you're going to do?
You just throw them out there?
I don't know. I mean, they got to get some minutes. They need some experience. Now's the time to do it. I don't want to do it after the All-Star break.
Well, I ask you this one last question. I hang up.
What's up?
If you could get a point guard.
Anybody but Chris Paul.
Okay. But see, we need a playmaker that can get a 10 assists, 9 or 10 assists a game. And that'll make this team really go. Because I don't like Giannis bringing the ball up.
No, I agree. But we missed the boat on the two guys I wanted. I said Kemba Walker. I wanted Mike Conley. I didn't care about the age.
Conley,
I didn't care about
nice.
The contract. Utah made the right decision.
Well, our GM got to do like Uri did up in Toronto. You just got to sometimes throw the whole sink out there. Then if you win it, you get close.
I agree.
Then we go back to the drawing board. We can't keep playing conservative and draft and develop. That's all that's going to do is keep you picking in the middle. Not being able to get it. I mean, either you're going to go in the lottery, you're going to throw it off, so we're going for the title. But I just don't think the draft and develop thing works in basketball because
no.
You don't have as many players you have in football.
No, I completely agree with that. Hey, enjoy your weekend, man.
Hey, man, yeah, man, I'm still listening, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. 414-799-1250. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we'll be back to wrap things up here on The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Bucks now 4-2 on the season. They win the night 115-105 as they return home. With the 10-point win, they're now 4-2 on the season. Raptors fall to 4-2. My eye on the enemy, though, we're going to go on this road trip as the Bucks next in action coming up against the Timberwolves November 4th. That's a 7 p.m. tip. Then they see the Clippers. That's the real rematch I want to see. Giannis and Kawhi Leonard, Bucks-Clippers, although there will be no Paul George yet for the Clippers. Then they're on the road at the Jazz. So that's my eye on the enemy, Clippers and the Jazz. November 6th, November 8th. The two teams I want to see most in the Western Conference. I think the two top teams. Throw the Lakers in there. Throw the Nuggets in there. The West is going to be a bloodbath. The East, mediocre at best. But the Western Conference, like, it's legit.
The West is loaded. It's really fun to watch those games.
I love...
That Mavericks-Lakers game last night was awesome.
That's the best NBA game I've seen, well, in the last year.
Did you see Luka get smashed in the back of the head by Dwight Howard's chin?
He was concussed in that game.
Oh, it had to be. And when I first happened, I thought, "Nah, get up, you Euro."
Yeah, and
you know what?
The announcers.
And then they showed him, and I could see like what looked like blood coming out of the back of his head, and I thought, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, he was
definitely
concussed.
He really did get hit.
He was concussed.
He had to be.
And they just let him go on. I was like, if this was football,
never hear the end of it, right?
No, right. Once again, Bucks win tonight 115-105. That'll do it for us. Catch us early morning tomorrow morning, me and Bill Schmid, 10 a.m. to 11:30 tomorrow, as we will have you covered for Fantasy Football Weekly. Tim Allen back in Las Vegas, I believe, so I'll be in for him. Me and Bill with Fantasy Football Weekly. Once again, Bucks move to 4-2 this season, 115-105. They beat the Toronto Raptors. Have a safe and happy weekend. We'll be back tomorrow here on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.